This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind for another hour, and we continue our conversation about workforce in North Dakota. Questions or comments, welcome for our guest, Phil Davis, who is a Workforce Services Director for Job Service of North Dakota. Brought to you today by our friends at DAC Diesel, the folks that work on all kinds of diesel vehicles in Bismarck, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, troubleshooting, repairs, maintenance, upgrades, performance. Trying to get a little more out of that engine, they can do it. You boost your engine's fuel economy, power, and reliability with a TrueSaver 25 hybrid fuel system. Start reaping the benefits of a better fuel economy and increased horsepower. They can do that for you, DAC Diesel. Simple as a call, 701-258-5011 or online at DACDiesel.com. All right, we continue with Phil Davis here, and a question waiting from Aaron in Fargo on our Workforce Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, Aaron.
Good morning, fellas. You mentioned reaching out internationally for workers. I tell you, from my time in the service in the early 70s, I made some friends in the Philippines, and I stayed in contact with them, and their economy's been devastated because they're locked down and they don't have vaccinations available readily. But he's got grandsons that are skilled workers, and I've reached out to the embassies to try and find out how to get them here. How do we do it?
Hi, Aaron. First off, thanks for your service, and I appreciate you calling in. You got a great point. I was never in the Philippines myself, but I did serve, you know, in quite a few different countries, and you're exactly right. There's quite the work ethic there. But, you know what? I don't have the answer right now in front of me with how to get them, but what I can say is we have to work through United States Department of Labor and to get the visas, the work visas and that sort of thing. And the real experience that I have there is working with what we call our foreign it's called H2A, but it's our foreign agriculture program, where our area farmers and ranchers work with USDOL and their agents, and they bring in foreign workers from other countries where their farming and ranching practices are much like our own, for instance, in the old Eastern Bloc countries in South Africa. So, again, we have to work with USDOL on that, and I definitely could do a little bit more research on that. And but I think you're totally right. We need to start banking into and reaching out to some of these countries.
These aren't agricultural workers. They're welders and steel workers. So
yep. And I was just referring back to what I'm familiar with here. One of the programs that we currently have. So I know that there's a couple different visa programs out there, like H-1B, H-2B visas, that, again, Job Service doesn't totally get involved with, but it's something that I think we need to start having more conversations about. So I definitely, you know, we can do a little bit bigger of a deep dive into that. I know the Department of Commerce is looking at some of that attraction from across, you know, across the big oceans there. I know the healthcare, they tap into the Filipino nurses and bring some of those folks into our state, especially. So, yeah, I'm sorry I don't have more of a concrete answer for you there, but it's a great suggestion.
Are you referring to the State Department of Labor and Commerce?
No, it would be the federal U.S. Department of Labor.
Yeah. Yep. Well, good luck with them. Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron, thank you. I'm glad you're bringing a solution to this conversation, though. That's what we need more of. Earlier, you mentioned something that caught my attention that, you know, the workforce previously was populated with people that would work multiple jobs, right? Underemployed, needed more, and that is shrinking. Is that a product of the wage raising? Why do you think that's happening? The people that previously worked two and three jobs are you know, downsizing, so to speak, in the amount of jobs they're juggling.
Well, what I was referring to there, Scott, was not so much the underemployed, but it was people that had a job, their primary job. Like, for instance, I know we have employees here at Job Service that, you know, work predominantly 8 to 5 for our agency. And then they'll go and work at Menards, or they'll go and work in a movie theater, or maybe at Shields during the evening or on weekends. And during COVID, we saw a lot of those folks leave that job, and they never returned. And that's what I was kind of predominantly referring to there.
If that got it. Sense. So that would be that's a pandemic impact, obviously.
Right. Yep.
The other one we heard about is obviously a lot of employers feel like they're competing with the federal government. But I think I heard your numbers earlier to suggest that the amount of people using COVID or unemployment benefits now in the state of North Dakota is lower than pre-pandemic. Is that right?
That is correct. But now we got to remember, too, now our federal pandemic unemployment benefits, that ended the middle of June. So we've been, you know, we haven't had that COVID effect for quite some time. I think there were 26 states that kind of ended the federal unemployment pandemic between that May, June, and July timeframe. And then the rest of the states ended their federal pandemic. That program went away, I believe it was September 6th. So what I'm talking about there is less than 1,100 is our normal unemployment that we've always had, even prior to the pandemic.
If you had a limitless budget, a magic wand, you said, "Hey, we're going to make North Dakota number one in solving the workforce needs of our employers here." What would you do?
My number one thing I would do, like I said before, I think we need to really concentrate on educating our kids, and I'm not talking about our seniors and juniors and even the sophomores. I'm thinking it even has to start, like maybe in that fifth and sixth grade level, to start. Hey, these are the cool things that are going on out in North Dakota. It's the manufacturing, it's the healthcare, it's all these great industries. You know, it could be the information technology, it could be cybersecurity, all of that. And I think we're really on the right path, especially with some of the career tech ed centers that are happening. You know, we're looking at growing that and having more opportunities for our kids. So that would be number one. And number two, I think we need to figure out more of the talent attraction. And, you know, when you talk to people outside of the state, what does everybody think about North Dakota? The blizzards and the wind and the harsh winters. And we need to figure out a way, like some of our communities that I mentioned before, are selling their what's so great about North Dakota. And I think that's what we have to get into. You know, we just had our governor's Main Street Summit here back on Tuesday. And, you know, all those type of things were being discussed and how to make our cities and smaller towns and rural communities more attractive to people that are looking to come into the state of North Dakota.
Grant in Bismarck, question or comment for our workforce town hall today. Go ahead, Grant.
Yeah, I think Job Service needs to kind of maybe help Kristen Baszler sell more trades to get kids more hands-on to critically think. We're teaching too much theory and gender identity and all this stuff, which is just garbage. You need to get kids hands-on and quit having them be professional test takers so they can critically think. And it goes all the way up to when they go to college, if they decide to do that, voluntary. But when they come out, they're really still not critical thinkers, and they don't know how to think and act and behave and work a job yet. It takes time after that. So, I mean, they're really not good workers until they're 25, 26. And there's people that do come out right away, choose to work or get a trade. And if they can break some habits, get off the screen, be more analog, and get to work and learn the trade. Each time you're working a job, you are not married to it. You can gain skills and move on. Everybody's got the opportunity to keep moving forward. You have to.
Great points, Grant, and dovetails on something Phil's saying as well. It's basically the grow your own plan.
Correct.
Right? And that's, it's not going to fix anything quick, but it's going to reset everything to say, let's start, and you mentioned fifth and sixth grade, to get in those conversations and other options. Same thing on the career and tech centers. I mean, what he's basically talking about is this more of a focus on career and tech. You mentioned that earlier. What exactly is that? What would that mean?
The career and tech, it could be anything from auto mechanics, diesel mechanics, information technology, healthcare. It could be our culinary arts. It's kind of the gamut instead of just the math and English, which, of course, are important for the workforce. But it's like what the gentleman just called in, just said, we need to start teaching more of that. And we also have to remember, we have to get out of the mind frame of every student that's graduating as a senior. A four-year college isn't always the thing anymore. And there's so many great, we're so lucky here in the state of North Dakota with our two-year colleges. And I'm thinking right here in Bismarck at BSC, or we can look at Williston or down in Wapato, we have all these great, two-year type of schools and certificates that kids can, our students can obtain and get right into the workforce. You know, one of the biggest ones is welding. We still have a huge number of welding openings here in the state of North Dakota in our manufacturing industry. One other thing I want to piggyback with your previous caller there, and it made me think of another great point. You kind of hit on it, is I think what has also been lost in some
Hang on. I'm too close to the break for you to finish, Phil. Just hang on 1 second here. And, Brandon, if you want to hang on to the answer, for his answer, rather, feel free to do that. Wrap up our Talk Radio Town Hall and Workforce after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. We run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind Friday edition. We'll talk radio town hall today on workforce. Crunching the numbers, finding out we have as many as 40,000 job openings. And way more job openings than there are people searching for jobs. So what is the way out of this? our conversation today with Phil Davis, who is with Job Service North Dakota's Workforce Services Director. Fascinating conversation, trying to get to solutions. And we're brought to you today by MyPillow. Everything, and I mean everything that Mike Lindell makes, reverse engineers, pillows, towels, pet beds, sheets, the actual pillows themselves, of course, revolutionary, all at great savings right now. If you go to frankspeech.com or mypillow.com, some really good deals at Frank Speech. Use the promo code Scott at both of them or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Phil, before the break, you had a point you wanted to piggyback on Grant's a point about retooling education in North Dakota specific to the workforce needs.
I appreciate, I couldn't remember the gentleman's name there, Grant, and I appreciate his comments. One thing I wanted to say is he was exactly right with the more of the, what I was talking about, too, with the career in tech ed. But I think another thing that we've kind of lost in the workforce, and the employers that we talk to that we serve every day at Job Service, they always bring up soft skills. And that's, you know, that's going to work. It's doing your best. It's showing up. It's there for the company. It's not always there for you. And I think sometimes, you know, we've lost that not only maybe in our workforce, but we lost it as parents too. And back when we were discussing what happened to our workforce, that was one of the things that I did not mention is, you know, when you and I grew up, it was expected for us to work a job. My kids are in their mid 20s. They started working at 14. But now, you know, over the last 20 years especially, our kids have so many different opportunities in the summertime. They can go to school. There's so many football and basketball, all kinds of sporting camps. There's music camps, all these things. And that's another portion of the workforce that we simply lost in some of these service jobs. And so I think that in there is part of that that was always ingrained in us and in our workforce. Of that soft skills is showing up, but it's kind of a, what I'm trying to say is a twofold, you know, kind of lost in our workforce. Not only our younger generation, some of those folks don't work until they're out of college or they're out of that 2 year, training or whatever it may be. So I think that's something that we need to work on too as a state. That's kind of that CT and soft skills all in one type of thing.
Texter says, look at the many residents on welfare, Medicaid, food stamps, rental assistance. Why work? You should have a topic on welfare with Chris Jones on. And if these kids go out and work too much, they lose benefits. I ran a business, and there were many on that assistance. Look how much taxpayer money goes into the budget. Most of that budget gets abused. Where's the accountability? There's more to this topic. Do research, and you'll find out we are being lied to. Another texter, why is the government always pushing to hire foreign workers? Why isn't the emphasis put on getting our citizens off of drugs, out of jails, off of government entitlement programs, and getting our people back to work? Another says, I've got a great idea. Let's give more government welfare to Americans, then import workers from other countries. We could also fire employees we currently have if they don't put something in their own body they don't want to. Or maybe government and agencies could just get out of the way. Appreciate all the commentary on this, and I think it's literally a classic example of all of the above play a role in this. Another text. Go ahead, Phil.
I was going to say that's a lot there, but I won't comment on the human service, and maybe it is a good idea to have Mr. Jones on. But what I can say is, if somebody in our state right now is struggling to find a job, please come into one of our local workforce centers. You don't need an appointment. You can just walk right through the door. And one of our experts will help you. We work with employers every day. We get new job orders every day. And if you need some help in upskilling, whatever it may be, sit down and talk about that. We have a couple wonderful programs. We can get you back into some training if you would qualify for those type of things. Or we can work with an employer and get you on what we call an on-the-job training program. There's just, please, give Job Service a chance. Walk into our workforce centers and ask for some help.
What a great time to be looking for a job, because you you can really leverage that to find something that could be a great way to provide for your family and do great things for many decades to come. It's a great time. It is a workers' market right now because folks need you. And
it certainly is.
Try to walk in anywhere that doesn't have a hiring sign. Another texter said, earlier you mentioned people leaving the workforce. That stat was evident in the most recent national job statistics as well. Why are people leaving the workforce?
I think what we're seeing there. I saw a national, it was a national news or a national article I read. A lot of the women are leaving, and also some of the younger generation are leaving. And why are they leaving? Is because of what I hit on before. A lot of these folks are leaving to upskill themselves. Maybe they were looking at, I just had a article sent while we've been on the air. This one young guy was working at a movie theater, and this wasn't in North Dakota. He was making, like $12 an hour, and he left and he took advantage of the pandemic, and he was laid off because the movie theaters closed down. So while he was collecting unemployment and that sort of thing, he was also going to school. And now that he went through a quick, it was a cybersecurity type of training. I think it was like 10 or 12 months. And he's making now $60,000 to $70,000 a year. And I think that's what happened too during this time. A lot of people said, you know what, this is a great time to go back and retool, upskill, that sort of thing. You know, another thing that I don't think I mentioned to Scott was during the pandemic, when we saw this in North Dakota, when some of our schools shut down momentarily, and mom or dad had to stay home with those kids. And they, as mom and dad, they decided, you know what, we really don't need two incomes. We were doing okay on one income. And we never did see those parents that left the workforce come back to the workforce yet. I think we will eventually. But right now, that was another, part of that article and what we've seen right here in our great state of North Dakota.
Great points and a great conversation to continue. And we will do it. We'll play our part in it. And just look at ideas. Just look at ways to help. I think, too, that, look at nurses right now. Prime example of life-saving care from a nurse. And pre-pandemic, this was a pain point. About 10 years, this has been a problem. Now the market is responding with traveling nurses making $100 an hour, leaving $30 an hour jobs, costing healthcare more. What can we do today? What can we do today? Can we say every nursing graduate, here's an incentive to stay in North Dakota? Maybe. Maybe that's an answer. Whatever, just grow our own, keep our own, I think is the most immediate way to do this. And then long-term, like you said earlier, get into the schools. Phil, appreciate the dialogue today and the conversation very much. And we'll stay here to be a voice of reason in this and continue to have the conversation so we can put North Dakota number one in solving this crisis because it's a problem everywhere. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. And I truly appreciate you having me on and always available for another interview down the road. Thanks for what you're doing out there. Appreciate it.
Phil Davis, who is the Workforce Services Director for Job Service North Dakota, on the program today. When we come back, how about a $2.8 billion announcement yesterday of a new petrochem plant? This would develop major, it's a major plant, a gas to liquids complex in North Dakota. How big? $2.8 billion big. We're going to talk with the developer and the Lieutenant Governor, Brent Sanford, about this. Brent has been talking for some time about the possibilities in North Dakota to get into the petrochem space. So we're going to dig into that coming up on the program next. Don't touch that dial. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The inflation trend in the United States is squashing lower-income American families across the country. The Producer Price Index, which measures prices that businesses receive for their goods and services, surged 8.6% in September. President Biden on Thursday signed legislation temporarily raising the government's borrowing limit to nearly $29 trillion, saving America from defaulting, but only until December. Another scientist has pushed back against the doom and gloom of climate change peddlers from the United Nations and other governmental agencies. Dr. Leslie Woodcock, a professor at the University of Manchester School of Chemical Engineering and Analytical Science, is a former NASA scientist. In an interview, he laughed off man-made climate change as nonsense and a money-making industry for the green lobby. The term climate change is meaningless. The Earth's climate has been changing since Earth was formed a billion years ago, he said. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sloppy Joe kind of day today. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. The Sloppy Joes are on. Remember when Mom used to say that?
Oh, bring it.
Right. Home cook and grab and go convenience. West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Harwood. Sloppy Joe's and chips, pulled pork with gravy in Valley City, or chicken fettuccine. Breakfast hot dish today. That sounds good. A little surprise there on 12th Avenue, 929. Chicken tenders in Glendon, meatballs in Yulin, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Big news announced yesterday that a $2.8 billion project is going to be happening in Williams County, actually Trenton, North Dakota. A major gas-to-liquids complex in North Dakota by a company called Cerulean. The chairman of that group, Nico Dersima, joins us today on the program, along with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, to talk about the big news that the North Dakota Development Fund has approved initial support for Cerulean to develop this major gas-to-liquids complex in North Dakota. We like good stories like this. Nico, thanks for joining us.
Well, Scott, thank you. Thanks for the invitation. And Brent, thank you for this opportunity.
Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford here as well. Hey, Brent.
Hey, guys. Nico, the thanks is to you. We're glad to have you on and help announce this. This is so exciting. One of the largest projects that we've had in the history of the state. The potential is for even more, and it's utilizing the prolific amount of natural gas that we produce in the Bakken, as well as being in a strategic spot along the Northern Border Pipeline with rail, with four-lane highway, with workforce, with water, and that natural gas is number one. So we're super excited and glad to have Nico on the phone with us today.
So, Nico, tell us a little bit about this project. What will happen when you cut the ribbon on this $2.8 billion facility?
Yeah, I think, Scott, there's a lot to happen before we actually just cut the ribbon. I think there's a lot of, development engineering that will take place. Yes, on the site itself, we would be looking at how to move things forward. But I think if you, depends on where you cut the ribbon. If you cut the ribbon in the construction, there's a lot of activities going on there. But I think if you cut the ribbon and, when you operate and look at this, I think what is going to happen is that, you create a strategic, driver for the state to continue to do the, the oil production. You then have the opportunity to, rather than doing a resource play, to do a value play. And by doing that, you add a lot of value-added products that are environmental friendly, ESG compliant, that is going to be good for the community, good for the people, but also good for the environment. And, that's what will happen as you cut the ribbon and start producing here. But I think the other benefits are also, you know, major in how you look at what is going to happen next to the, you know, the communities and in North Dakota, is that you create a hub of the potential to create one of the biggest GTL complexes in the world, because the gas supply that you have, and that will grow, you know, jobs. And the way we set it up with just beautiful, you know, machine learning and AI and, you know, some leading technologies, that creates opportunities for the kids, you know, for the people and in school. So, you know what, there's a future for me doing something that is leading edge. And, you know, I can stay where I am. I don't need to move away. So I think there's, you know, there's so many benefits in doing this. And if I can add, you know, Scott, one other piece as well, you know, with a foresight with, you know, the North Dakota, you know, whole group of people behind Brent, you know, and the governor, is that you sit with a strategic direction that diversifies, you know, the whole, you know, economy. And in doing so, what you do is create stability for North Dakota. So, you know, the boom and bust cycles you reduce because you actually develop into the downstream. So there's a lot in that. And I think I want to congratulate North Dakota for their strategic insight and, you know, their drive to move further and, you know, to drive towards net zero and towards, you know, a better environment and a better community. So, no, that's, well, I've said a lot, but I think that's the things that really stood out for me in just hearing this, Scott.
And how is it that North Dakota attracted this size of investment? You've obviously spoken favorably of North Dakota and being strategic in getting into this space and, you know, being a tribal place. But there's a lot of places for your capital to go. Why North Dakota?
I think I need to give, you know, credit to the team of people from North Dakota and, you know, how the Commissioner James Lemar, as well as Josh Tigan, you know, came forward and said, you know what, we want to create the environment and the differentiator, you know, to be able to come to North Dakota. And I think with the support of Brent, the Lieutenant Governor, and, you know, many others, they said, you know, we will make it happen. So that whole attitude of how do we look at this, and I want to come back, you know, about two things. Number one, the strategic vision of what we want to do here. You know, we've got a saying to say you need a family to actually develop something like this. You can't do it on your own. And that means you need the support from whether it's, you know, insurance or tax or whether it's, you know, community or support or pipelines, you know, amazing people like Anne that helped us set us up in the beginning. You know, all of those people play a role to make it, you know, feasible to move forward. So that's on the other side, you know, looking at all the people with the same strategic vision of how do we make North Dakota better. So that's one of the key reasons we've selected North Dakota, because we looked at that and we saw the benefit in doing that. The second one, but I think, you know, the most important is what I really, you know, treasure is the values and the value systems being demonstrated here. That is amazing to see, right from the governor, lieutenant governor, right through the people that we meet, you know, on the ground, and all very positive about North Dakota, but also with well-grounded values and principles. And that is a key factor for us. You know, you want to work with people that you can align with and that you can feel comfortable with and say, you know what, I trust these people. I can actually build a life with people. I can walk it out with them. And I think that's the you know, the two factors that really, you know, got us through, you know, the mindset and the values.
Lieutenant Governor Sanford, to hear that from someone willing to invest the size of dollars in North Dakota has got to be gratifying to know that that gives us a leg up in a very competitive field, I guess, right?
Right, and NECO didn't have to choose North Dakota. He had other options. It's a competitive world and the competitive energy landscape. There's not that many states that you could do this in, but you can imagine straight south of here along the Gulf of Mexico would be a more traditional place for assets like this. As you know, Scott, we've been looking at what would it take to get ourselves into the downstream markets and value add type projects with our natural gas, so we're not just shipping it out, but in not like we ship our wheat out, like we ship our cattle out, we ship our soybeans and corn out. You know, how do we do the ethanol plant type model, the petroleum refinery type model with natural gas? And this is really it. And this is a case where Nico and his team at Cerelon have done these projects worldwide. He's got a background in South Africa and Canada building these plants, and he knows how to build them. They've got the support with strategic partners from the product side on the intake and on the offtake and with the financing, and this project could have happened anywhere, but he's choosing to be a first mover in Western North Dakota on bringing this to our industrial base. And part of what he's mentioning is the teamwork he felt from the midstream producers out in the West that would have the gas to be able to move to him. The amount of gas he's talking on a given day is almost 10% of what we produce as a state. And as we head upwards towards doubling that amount, we need more projects like this. We have to utilize that gas right here. So it's a perfect time for Nico to get started, utilize this gas. But he also had the red carpet rolled out to him from the Williston community, from the Williams County community, from Sean Wanko and the team up there, from Senator Becketall and the legislative team up there, from the city team with Mayor Klug. And he saw that this is a team that's all pushing one direction. So we're excited about it. We're super excited. This is exactly what we've been looking for on energy value add, and we're very thankful that Nico's chosen North Dakota as a place to start this project.
You've talked for some time, Brian, about North Dakota's possibilities in the petrochem space. Obviously, there's been other discussions, other projects. This one is obviously a big announcement. What does this lead to, do you think, in that whole industry for North Dakota?
Well, in the times I've sat with Nico, and whether it's phone conversation or in person, it's fun to ask a person like him questions of where does this go next. And so I'll let him finish some of this. But I mean, really what it brings, Scott, is the next phases of actual products coming out. And they said it like this to me. It's important that you have rail, because think of it as bags of fertilizer coming off the assembly line or actually, you know, or plastic pellets or whatever it is. It's finished goods that are ready to go out to market or for further manufacturing. So then you can also have the further manufacturing here as well. So, you know, you talk to Nico very long and you find out that this is not the first. Once this is here, there will be other plants that come because now the gas to liquids is happening, so that the individual chemical companies and downstream companies see that, well, now my feedstock is there, so I can build a plant there as well. And it's a business-friendly environment. You can get a project done. The communities are open to you, and they're ready to grow their economy. So it's really a beginning. If a project this size, it's just the beginning of what could be coming.
Nico, what do you see the future of North Dakota being in the petrochemical space, which is non-existent now despite the size of our play, but as you say, a bright part of our future? What will that look like?
You know, and it's a good question to ask, I think, to add what Brent is saying. You know, what you see here is a key to unlock a whole new world. You know, and what I see then further is combinations of a number of these facilities, you know, developing and happening. But we also see a number of other petrochemicals to be added to that. And, you know, some other important, you know, additions, you know, and I can't name all of them today, but there's definitely, you know, a multiplier effect that you see in, you know, unlocking this for the first one. Because the synergies then created, you know, through that creates more opportunities by product 2 and 3 and 3 and 4. But it's also creating a very strong new type of service industry and new jobs around that. You know, we will be utilizing machine learning and AI extensively in both the business as well as in the operation.
Back on, if you would, Nico. We're going to take a short break, continue this fascinating conversation after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. President Trump had a huge rally in Iowa this past weekend, and only one major cable news channel covered it live, Newsmax. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is great. Newsmax Trump rally show had millions of people tune in. They're bypassing the big media and going right to Newsmax. You need to watch Newsmax all the time and tell your friends and family to do it too. Remember, Newsmax is on all major cable systems except for Midco, which refuses to carry Newsmax on its basic package, where they carry 11 liberal news channels like CNN and MSNBC, but won't carry Newsmax. And Midco viewers just missed Newsmax's recent special with Christy Noem at the Reagan Ranch. If you're a Midco customer, remember, they carry dozens of channels with less viewership than Newsmax. Switch your cable and broadband service to one that does carry Newsmax on their basic package. Also on Newsmax this weekend, watch great shows with Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Dick Morris, Diamond and Silk, and more. Newsmax, a trusted source. Watch Trump Live on Newsmax. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Did you notice fall got here? Winter not far behind. Schwann Buick GMC has a great selection of local trades. Trucks, SUVs, most of Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. And right now, the interest rates are some of the lowest, the finance rates are some of the lowest available. So you can save thousands. Payments to fit every budget. The most money for your trade-in, and again, that free lifetime powertrain warranty. Check it out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Yesterday, big news from Governor Burgum's office, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, North Dakota Department of Commerce, announcing that the North Dakota Development Fund approved initial support for Shurlon, is the name of the company, and we're talking with the chairman of that group, Nico Dursamut, today on the program about an announcement of a development underway for a major gas and liquids complex in North Dakota. Initial phase estimated at $2.8 billion. And talking about that today with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and Nico Dursamut. So, Nico, before the break, you were talking about just what this could be. The key, as you say, to unlock whole new world for North Dakota in the petrochemical space. So go ahead and finish your thought on painting that picture, what that could look like.
Yeah, I think, you know, all the different products and, you know, the final products being created out of this. I think also on the other side, you know, the service industry that will, you know, come around these facilities and, you know, develop that further. And I think what you will see is a multiplier effect. It's not about a dollar for dollar anymore. Now you're going to see, you know, 1 + 1 = 5. And then you're going to see the benefits flowing from that. So I think, you know, even options, you know, to go into agriculture, fertilizer, to go in some other components, you know, would really make this an extraordinary time of growth that's going to take place. So, Scott, I think, you know, strategic, but it's also, you know, that's going to be in something totally different. The landscape is going to be totally different.
Yeah, the range of products, you know, incredible. Specific to your project, this GTL facility you're talking about, the product is diesel, right?
Yeah. It's a combination of products, ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's also, you know, potential of doing jet fuel for the Air Force bases. It's also, you know, potential of NAFTA that we could potentially do either as a diluent and supply back to Canada, or we can actually utilize it as a feedstock for some chemical processes. And then we're also making high-performance lubricants. That is going to be the future, applicable to either electrical vehicles or, but, you know, some other information. You know, could also be used in, for instance, your, cooling fluid for your computer farms. So that's the range of the initial products for the GTL facility.
Wow, that is fascinating. And Brent, you've been talking for some time about North Dakota's potential role in this space. There are other projects that are out there. James Lamond, the Commerce Commissioner, talks about upwards of $25 billion worth of projects that are actively being discussed. Do you see this as the first of many to come?
Absolutely. And one of our proposals from the governor's office, and we've got Senate and House leadership agreeing to this, and a lot of legislators, is that we also have to share the wealth of this natural gas to the eastern part of the state and the rest of the state. The project that Nico is talking about is almost 10% of our gas production, but another would be a similar amount of gas through pipeline to Minot, Rugby, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Mayville, Hillsborough, down to Fargo, Wahpeton, Castleton, and actually providing that loop of the existing pipe that goes to Fargo and then looping it back to the north and providing the opportunities for all of these agricultural value-added opportunities coming our way, because those plants need to site where the soybeans and corn and agricultural products are at. That's their proximity. That's number one to them, is where are those ag feedstocks. But they also need natural gas to build those plants. And what we're finding out is we don't have enough natural gas capacity for this industrial growth that's coming our way on the eastern part of the state. So that's an important project we're hoping moves through and gets some support in this special session here coming up in November. And then that will allow more of these projects to come online. But the natural gas value add type activity, that would be more focused closer to their feedstock is the natural gas itself. And so that's really epitomized by what Nico's talking about today of how you get this petchem type activity started, where you've got further production of our natural gas where it's generated. So there's a bright future for the northwest part of the state as well. Exciting. One of the big numbers in that $25 billion is a project that's actually for biodegradable plastic that they would like to construct plants in North Dakota, solving the plastic bottles challenge for the world. And it's exciting stuff. Nico's talking of, you know, very low emission, if not complete carbon neutral from his plant, and then to have, you know, a natural gas-based solution to solve the plastic bottle concern where it would be biodegradable right here in North Dakota. It's exciting times. It's very exciting times for North Dakota right now.
A few seconds left. Nico, anything you want to tell us in closing?
You know, I think apart from that, this products that we're producing are also biodegradable. That, you know, just want to thank, you know, Brent and the North Dakota governor and team for their support, and we're looking forward to be great partners and looking at a bright future together. Thank you very much, Scott.
Trenton, North Dakota, the home of a new $2.8 billion facility and sparking a whole new industry in North Dakota. We'll be watching it closely. Fascinating. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, Nico Dirsima, the chairman of Sherrilan. Thank you all. That'll be a wrap for today's program. Didn't get to everything, including that three-minute question session for Joe Biden. We'll put that up on Facebook for you and play it Monday. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.